This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الصلاة. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Jamaat al-Muslimin. It gives me a great privilege and an honor to introduce Maulana Wasif, that will be delivering the Jumu'ah khutbah today. Maulana Wasif is a student of Maulana Taha Kiran. Tafaddal. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وبعد اللهم أكرمنا بنور الفهم وأخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وافتح علينا بمعرفة العلم وسهل أخلاقنا بالحلم وجعلنا مما يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Respected elders, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher and our sustainer. And we send the choicest peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent as a mercy to the world, a mercy that transcends all boundaries, the boundaries of place and the boundaries of time. A messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us to guide us from the darkness and the evil of sin into the light, into the nur of the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts and grant us understanding. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are still enjoying the virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the month of Ramadan. The virtues of which is such that it spills over to the next month, the month of Shawwal, and it also spills over to the rest of the year. It spills over to the next month in the sense that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal kana kasiyam ad-dahr." This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an extra tied to the month of Ramadan, that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and he follows that with 6 days of Shawwal, whether it is consecutively or not, any 6 days of Shawwal, he gets the reward of 2 months. Because the Prophet ﷺ says that Siyam Ramadan ka ashri ashurin bi ashri ashurin wa siyam sittin ka shahrain, or kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, that the month of Ramadan is like 10 months and these 6 days will be like 2 months. Wa dhalika siyam ad-dahr, and that is like the fasting of an entire year. So doing this over and over each and every single year, on the books, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see the record that we have fasted our entire lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that, ameen. But we see that we have not forgotten the month of Ramadan. And we see that the month of Ramadan, it continues to give us its virtue into Shawwal. As for the rest of the year, we know that Laylatul Qadr, which is the gem in the month of Ramadan, that all of our deeds and actions and everything, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be placed down until the next month of Ramadan. May Allah make us witness that month. Ameen. Says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salah, al-khams, as-salawat al-khams, the 5 daily prayers, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, from one jumu'ah to the next, wa Ramadan ila Ramadan. See that, how it is covering from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, this connection of the year. Mukaffiratun, it is an expiation. To witness this month of Ramadan again will ensure that our sins are being wiped away, the minor sins, completely wiped away from our books. This is just to witness the month of Ramadan. May we not be of those who forget this month of Ramadan. May we be of those that look forward to the next month of Ramadan. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, My topic today is the shade of Ramadan. How do we maintain the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we maintain and how do we develop this relationship that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that we had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan? How do we continue to grow and grow and grow until the next Ramadan? Until the next Ramadan and the next Ramadan, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min al-muttaqeen, of those who have taqwa. May Allah grant us that. Ameen. We need to understand how this relationship, how did it come about? Firstly, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the heavenly bodies, and He says, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in many verses like this, indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth, wa ikhtilafi layli wa nahar, and the alternation of night and day, the turning of the earth. In that alternation, in the commencing and the rotation of the earth, giving us night and day, month after month. This, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are signs, لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for those who ponder. And if we ponder about these verses, you will find that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, He mentions some type of ubudiyah or ibadah. Ibadah is the actions that we do to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like salah, zakah, hajj, umrah, etc. Ubudiyya is our servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between fajr and dhuhr, between dhuhr and asr, wherever we are, constantly in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the connection between that perfection up there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed? Kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Everything in a perfect orbit. And this shows us the perfection and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we connect to that rotation? How do we connect to the rotation of seeing the moon and the planet turning all the time? It is ibadah. We connect that with ibadah. Every time, every single month, there is an ibadah attached to that month. The moving of the sun, there is ibadah attached to that. The salah, etc. So we tie this with ibadah and we are constantly in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding and the ability and the will to move forward. Ameen. We need this in the dark times that we are living. We cannot sit down while the enemies are attacking. We need to raise our hands in the greatest of weapons that we have, and that is the weapon of dua. If you look at the verse, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, if you look at that verse and you see where it is situated, when my slave asks about me, know that I am close. You will find that before that particular verse is the verses of Ramadan. After that particular verse is the verses of Ramadan, because this is the jewel. We have come out with a weapon of dua. Let's raise that weapon, Jamaatul Muslimin. Firstly, to strengthen ourselves and to help our brothers and sisters in the world everywhere, and specifically those Muslims that are fighting and suffering in Gaza. Ameen. So, how did this relationship, how did it develop in the month of Ramadan? We heard the hadith when the month was commencing, and this hadith was said over and over, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ, when the month of Ramadan is arriving, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the doors of Jannah is open, the doors of Jahannam is locked, and the shayateen are tied up. Two understandings of this hadith. The one is حَقِيقَةً, literally, the doors of Jannah are literally opened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of the five Jahannam are literally locked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shayateen are literally tied up so they cannot distract the believers. So we find, because of that barakah, because of that sign. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? For two things. Number one, as a sign for the commencing of a great month. And as waqar and respect to this great month that we should show. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that. And because that, we find that our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much more. As for the metaphorical meaning, the doors of Jannah is open, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends. His tawab and His pardoning descends upon the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. That is why the doors of Jahannam is locked. And the shayateen, they are unable to distract the believers. So it is as if they are locked up. Another understanding, and this is the one I want to highlight, is no contradiction between this. We can take all these understandings as well. This is mentioned in the Sharh of Muslim. And when he's quoting, he's making naql of Qadi al-Iyad. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah in the sense that Allah himself has guided the believers to Islam. And Allah himself has guided the believers to perform the Taraweeh, to fast in the month of Ramadan. And these actions are abawab, they are doors to enter Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the believers tawfiq, guidance, to stay away from that which is haram. And through the mercy of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His guidance, first of all, we stay away from haram. Then through His mercy, we are protected of the fire of Jahannam. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shayateen are unable to distract us because we are so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly in the dhikr of Allah. Now if we analyze and if we ponder, and we look at our connection now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that that connection is as strong as ever. But we must be very afraid as well, because once this month goes out, then the opposite is true. Now that special opening of Jannah is no longer there. That special locks on the doors of Jahannam is no longer there. And the shayateen is let loose once again. We should also be afraid, because when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam climbed the minbar and he said, Ameen. And then they asked him why. He said, woe to those. That when Jibreel said, woe to those who have witnessed the month of Ramadan. And they left the month of Ramadan without being forgiven. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ameen, to a curse. This is the very same like, so when the month of Ramadan comes, it can be a proof for us or against us. Just like the Quran, it can be a proof for us or against us. Says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Quran hujjatun lak aw alayk. Once the Quran is sent down, now we have no more excuse. Says Nabi Muhammad, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we won't punish a people hatta naba'atha rasula. Since when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent, now the proof is against us because we have witnessed the messenger. We have received his message. Now the proof can be for us or against us. May Allah protect us, Ameen. Now we understand. Wow, we have gotten this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La'allakum tattaqoon. We heard about this and we know that we might attain taqwa. And what is taqwa all about? Taqwa is about, what is taqwa? Taqwa is it's an innate quality. It's a quality that is situated in the heart. It gives off a vibration, it gives off a voice. And that voice screams every time you want to go to something that is haram, and it reminds us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every time it sees something that it is good, it is calling us towards that, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the voice of taqwa that is found in the hearts of the Muslim. And that level of taqwa is heightened at this particular stage. But if we analyze again, how did this taqwa come about? Because taqwa must be practiced the entire year. It must be attained the entire year. So why this, the month of Ramadan that has just left us, why that month specifically? Because we find that there is a power and there is a strength that we are concentrating on. And it's the most difficult of forces to exert. To exert this particular force, it goes beyond any physical ability. It goes beyond any mental capacity. It goes deep within the soul. It is very, very hard. And this is what? This is to pull back. It is to pull back when the hawa and the desires are calling. When the eyes is being pulled to that which is haram. Where are those followers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? Where are those followers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? When the pictures comes on the phone, or when the attraction are all around us, where is that Yusuf alayhi salam? Where he can say, Ma'ad Allah. Wouldn't we be proud of children that when we're not in that room and they say Ma'ad Allah, what an amazing ability, what beauty Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam has physically, and what beauty he has in his soul to say Ma'ad Allah when that is calling to him. And if you analyze what Ma'ad Allah means, it doesn't mean to stay away from that simply with which is haram. It means to flee away from that which is haram and run towards the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. This was the true beauty of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Remember when the females looked at him, they cut their hands. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. Why? Because of the beauty of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. This is the same that we should approach when we find the difficulties in life. Because if they could cut their hands and ignore the pain of cutting themselves because of the beauty of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, we can ignore the pain of this dunya because our eyes is set on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our eyes is set on the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding. Ameen. So what is the secret behind taqwa? How was it attained? We find that when we commence the fast, besides all the good deeds that we are doing and staying away from haram, specifically fasting, naturally we become hungry. Naturally we become thirsty. And every time the tummy has a little pain, and every time the throat wants a bit water, we remind ourselves, Allah, 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 Allah. And we are constantly reminded about Allah. And then when we break our fast, again, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the secret behind taqwa. It is the constant adhkar of Allah, the constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in the constant dhikr of Allah, this is how we maintain that level of taqwa. And this is how the level of taqwa is heightened. This is how it is preserved and this is how it is developed. So this is number one, how to maintain this level of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaatul Muslimin, it brings content to the heart. However, we might raise the objection. Ya Sheikh, Ya Mawlana, Ya Imam, when we hear them say this, they say, it's bringing supposed to be content to my heart. I make salah, I give zakah, I make istighfar, I say subhanallah, but still I'm filled with depression, I'm filled with anxiety, I'm filled with worry and stress. The answer cannot be there's a problem with the verse. There must be a problem with the understanding of the verse. True dhikrullah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is attained in a way that, firstly, why do we love, and I'll attach this to the dhikr of Allah. Why do we love? And what is the importance of love? We love. Love is a very powerful emotion, by the way. Love and fear is the two powerful emotions that we experience. But fear cannot compare to love. Fear will make us run to the extent that we are safe. Once we are safe, we stop running because there's no point. We run out of fear. If we run out of love, we will only stop running once we have reached our beloved. And if our beloved is Allah and His Rasul, then we're going to run until death comes to us, until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love is a very, very powerful emotion. But what produces love? Three reasons and three reasons alone. There is no fourth. All theologians agree upon this, Muslim and non-Muslim. We love things because they are beautiful. We love things because they are beautiful to the eye. We perceive it to be beautiful. That is one reason we love, and nobody can deny this. If this is the reason we love, then is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not, is He not more entitled to be loved? Every time we look at something beautiful, we remind ourselves about Allah. Allah is Jameel, Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. So this is the reason we love. So Allah is more entitled to our love logically. Secondly, the second reason we love is because something is beneficial to us. Nobody wants to be around people or around things or attain things that is not beneficial to them. We are attracted and we are pulled to that which is beneficial to us. And this is the second reason we love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, He katab al ihsan. Allah has written ihsan. Who can be more beneficial to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The third reason we love is because something is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala atqana kulla shay, is the one who perfected everything. So logically, if we take this forward, we're looking at a beautiful picture, we must love the painter more than the picture. So logically, we love, if this is our adhkar, every time we see something beautiful, perfect or beneficial, every single time, we are reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is through dhikrullah. So what is going to happen and what is going to develop? Firstly, love to Allah. Constant love. And the more we love, the more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the verse now. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'inul qulub. Behold, with the dhikr of Allah, the hearts become content. Because we are going to go through the difficulty. We are going to suffer the loss. But when that loss is compared to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot compare. This is the true dhikrullah. May Allah make us of the dhakirin. Ameen. So the month of Ramadan was a reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. opposite of this, don't be like those who forgot Allah. They were remembering Allah, the day of Eid come, now they forget about Allah. And each day passes, they forget and they forget and they forget. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. What does Allah make someone, what is the punishment for someone like that? Allah makes them forget about themselves. You will forget about your purpose in this world. Your purpose in this world is to work. Your purpose in this world is going to be for your kids and for your wife and for your car and for your phone and for the clothes. That is why we're going to make you work. And you're going to suffer. You're going to have heart problems, diabetes, all because of stress. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done this? Because we have chosen to love other than Allah. May Allah protect us, ameen. So Allah makes us forget about ourselves, and then we become from the fasiqeen, from the sinners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, waqila. He doesn't say, today we will tell you. He says, qila, it will be said. On the day of Qiyamah, for those who have forgotten about Allah, Allah doesn't even want to speak to them anymore. So Allah says, qila, it will be said. Al-yawma nansakum. Today we will forget about you. Ya Rabb. Imagine that. Imagine an announcement is said to a group of people. And imagine we are amongst them. Allah protect us. Where it will be said, al-yawma nansakum. Today we will forget about you. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Like you forgot about this meeting. Like how you have forgotten about this meeting. May Allah protect us, ameen. So the one is dhikrullah. One more point. There's three things to take this connection to Allah forward. So the one is dhikrullah. Constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a verse that captures this, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah. An easy tafsir of that, we run from something that is dangerous to something, to a place of safety. This is how we should need to flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three levels. The first level is the worst. We run from Allah, away from Allah. May Allah protect us. Level number two, we run from away from Allah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. But then there's a higher level. We run min Allah ila Allah, from Allah towards Allah. What does that mean? We are constantly, when we have fear of Allah, we run to Allah's safety. When we feel too safe, we run to and we remember about the adab of Allah. So we constantly between this hope and fear. This is how we're making firar, running towards a place of safety all the time. So that is one, that is adhkar, dhikrullah. Number two, and I will end up over here. I have 5 minutes left. At the end of the verses, that passage of Ramadan, which we all heard so much, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ. Allah has prescribed this month of Ramadan in order that we finish the month of Ramadan. So each of us that are here today, Allah intended us to finish this Ramadan. This is what Allah wanted. So Allah says, we have made this fasting easy for you. If you can't make it, you can fast some other days if you're sick. Ladies have the haid, etc. Fast other days. Allah has done this and has made the deen so easy, لِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ, so that you can finish these days, because Allah wants us to get the reward. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Who made the takbir? We did. Who wanted us to make the takbir? Allah. Who is going to reward us for what He wanted us to do in the first place? Allah. So we have experienced this. But that last part of the verse, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In order that you show thanks. This is the time we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gifts that He has given us. In what sense? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah, his ankles were swelling, his wife's asking, why are you doing this? And he says, afala uhibbu. He says, shouldn't I love to be a thankful slave? Look at the tawadu of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the humility of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't say, shouldn't I be a thankful slave? Because he knows that this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cannot prescribe that upon himself. He cannot have an accolade for himself that I'm a thankful slave. He didn't say, should I not be a thankful slave? He said, should I not love to be a thankful slave? Also, after the month of Ramadan, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We need to show shukr. Actually, what she told him was, all your sins have been forgiven. And then he tells her, then I love to show thanks to Allah. In the month of Ramadan, whoever stands up in the night of Mansama, Futarawih, and man qama laylatul qadr, and whoever fast, iman and wahtisab, all those sins are forgiven. So now we need to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 minutes to go. What is shukr all about? Shukr, everybody say shukrulillah, shukrulillah, shukrulillah. We say that so often. But this contradicts a verse of the Quran. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ الشَّكُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how little of my slaves is thankful. Very, very little. And yet we are all saying shukrullah. Shukrullah. So it cannot be one and the same thing. Shukr of Allah is a verb. It is an action. It is something that we have to do. There are three levels to this. Level number one, i'tiraf bil qalb. Understand that everything we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we forget that it is from Allah, Allah sends us a reminder. If He loves us, He sends us a reminder. You have forgotten, I've given you that health. So now I'm going to send down a sickness to the extent that you're going to cry for me to give you shifa. Now we cry to Allah and realize that is up to Allah. You forgot I gave you rizq. Now you need to lose your rizq. So you can cry to me again. This is Allah, because He loves us, He sends us a reminder. If He doesn't send us a reminder, if He doesn't love us, then He doesn't send us the reminder. You go from one stage to the next. You drown from one thing into the next thing. And the sunnah of Allah is, if you love anything more than Allah, He will make that thing be to our destruction. May Allah protect us. So every time we go through a difficulty, this is a reminder. When you lose your mother, Allah reminded you, that mother there, I have granted her to you as a gift. And I'm taking your mother away. May Allah grant our mother long lives. But I'm taking her away. But remind yourself that this is my gift to you. I've given your father. This is my gift to you. Allah takes away those we love, so that we are reminded that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this understanding that it comes from Allah, it's a very difficult thing. It's not an easy thing. Because then my SMS come through, I got paid, now we're thinking of what we're going to buy. And the SMS don't come through, then it don't happen. So it's easy to say it's the SMS, or it is the boss. No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing we have is because of we deserve it. There are people working so much harder than us, and yet they have nothing. The second level of shukr is to speak about it. This is what we have done in the month of Ramadan. We have spoken about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He has forgiven us, and how He answers dua, etc. All these virtues, we have spoken about it. Continue to speak about the blessings of Allah. We like to complain. Yours too cold. Yours too hot. Your everything is expensive. Complain about petrol, see what happens. It gets higher, higher, higher. Stop complaining. You see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. Try it. May Allah grant us the understanding. The third level is the hardest. It is the most difficult. And here most and many fail. It is to use the blessing of Allah. 1 minute. It is to use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that pleases Allah. If we don't do that, then the ni'mah becomes a niqmah. The blessing becomes a calamity. And it happens often. Allah gives us children. We don't rear them in the proper way. Now they become something difficult to handle. We buy a car and we don't use it in a proper way. Now it becomes against us. Allah gives us health and we don't use it in the proper way. Now it becomes against us. To use the blessings in the way that pleases the one who sent it in the first place. This is shakirin. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In closing, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the dhakirin. Ya Allah, let me never forget you. And Ya Rab, don't ever forget us. On the day of Qiyamah especially, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the shakirin, from those who are truly thankful, for those who you are increasing constantly. Ya Rab, on this day of Jumu'ah, this gathering of ours today, we bear witness that you are one. We bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your messenger. We have acknowledged that you have opened the door of Ar-Rayyan in the month of Ramadan. We bear witness that you have forgiven us in the month of Ramadan. We bear witness that you have given us the gift of Islam. And we bear witness that, Ya Allah, you do nothing in vain. You could not have opened the door of Ar-Rayyan for nothing. You could have not forgiven us for nothing. You could have not given us Islam for nothing. We bear witness and we understand when we have full conviction that you have opened the door of Ar-Rayyan because you want us to enter the Bab of Rayyan. So we simply asking you one thing on this day of Jumu'ah. Ya Rab, do what you love. Enter us into Jannah and let us be in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peaceful in your love. Wa jazakumullah khair wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله والصفي وخليله خير نبي أرسله الله إلى العالم كل بشير ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين فأوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله عز وجل وبعد أيها الناس فاتقوا الله وأطيعوه وانتبهوا لقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قال بعد أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسول نبينا الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك كلما ذكروا الذاكرون وكلما غفر عن ذكر الغافلون وصلي على محمد كما تحب وترضى وصلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وللصحابة أجمعين وتابعيهم وتابعي تابعيهم وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في كل أنحاء العالم وفي غزة وفلسطين خاصة اللهم إنهم جائعون فأطعمهم اللهم أمنهم فإنهم خائفون اللهم أعد السرور في قلوب الأطفال اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، اتقوا الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروه يذكركم واشكروه ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة. استووا صفوفكم واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد كثيرا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.